So, welcome to our Iconidra session today. And before we begin, I would like to invite you to find a nature being that will accompany you for this time. And that could be an animal who's living with you, or a plant in your room, or a little rock. It could also be a tree outside your window, or even a whole ecosystem that is dear to you. Doesn't have to be close by. Just a nature being that is witnessing and sharing whatever you'll experience on this journey. I have a little feather with me today. Or I don't know, it's yeah, a very feathery feather. And I plucked it in a garden where I was 2 days ago. Reminds me of that place because it was a beautiful place. And the next thing, speaking of feathers, is to feather our nest. Find a place where you want to sit or lie down and where you can be comfortable. You don't have to have the camera on if you want to have it off. It might be good to have a blanket just in case it's our body temperature might drop a bit. And just find everything you need to be comfortable for now. Maybe some pillows or stuffed animals or whatever makes you feel comfortable. And you might also want to find a position that is comfortable, like lying on your back or on your side or sitting or whatever your body wants to do right now. And also sensing if you want your eyes to be closed or open. We'll be going on a triple journey, a journey through the senses, a journey through our body, and a journey through the earth. And there's also an invitation to plant the seed of transformation on our journey. And before we start the journey, I want to share a poem with you, or the first half of a poem. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert, repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. So I invite us to just get a sense of the room or the space we are in. Even if you're not looking, you might have a sense of it. And your place in this room. Sensing what is surrounding the building you are in. What kind of landscape? And the weather, the poetic weather around us. And while your eyes are closed, or while you're looking with a soft gaze, maybe you can relax your eyes in the eye sockets. You can just rest there. And soften your face. Maybe you'd like to move your shoulders a bit and your head. Make your belly soft. And relaxing your leg muscles. And maybe you can imagine sinking a little bit into the ground, warm and soft, and being carried. And then also sensing your inner landscape and weather. All the tiny movements in your body. And your heart beating. And I wonder what it is like to be touched by the air. and how the air is flowing into your body, through your body. And then from you back again to all the other beings in a cycle of life. And I wonder what it feels like to be in touch with whatever is beneath you, the bed or the floor, even if your eyes are closed, you might still perceive light and shade. And maybe there are also shapes, forms, movements behind your eyelids. Maybe there's even a whole universe there. And what can you hear from your own body? And I wonder what sounds are surrounding you and also touching you, traveling through the air. Into your ears. And I invite you to imagine a tree. It might be a particular tree you know, or just some particular sort of tree, or just a tree. That you are encountering. You can see the leaves stirring in the wind, and also hear the sound of the leaves. Maybe you can hear birds that are sitting on the branches. Maybe there's a scent coming from the tree. And maybe you can also feel the bark in your imagination. And I invite you to find a place somewhere near this tree or in the tree. Maybe you want to lean. Against the trunk. Maybe you want to climb higher up. Be like a bird sitting on the highest branch. Or maybe you're also an insect under the bark. Where's your place in this tree? And maybe you've brought a wish or an intention with you. Something you really wish deep in your heart. Might be something for yourself or for somebody else or for the world. And just imagine this wish would come true. Maybe you have even have a felt sense of how that would be. And you can tell the tree your wish. The tree will take care of it while we are going on another journey through our body. And I will name some points on the body. And you can just sense into these points and feel their aliveness. We are starting with feeling our heartbeat. The right side of the chest. The heart center. The left side of the chest. Heart center. Your solar plexus. Navel. Your right hip. Right knee. Right ankle. The tip of your big toe. The second toe, the third toe, the fourth toe, and the little toe, the sole of your foot. And the back of your foot. Your right ankle. Knee. Hip. And navel. Your left hip, your left knee, left ankle, the tip of your big toe. Second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and the little toe, the sole of your foot. And the back of your foot. Your left ankle. Knee. Hip. And navel. Your solar plexus. Heart center, of your throat. Your right shoulder. Right elbow. Right wrist. The tip of your right thumb. Index finger. Middle finger. Ring finger. Little finger. The palm of your hand. And the back of your hand. Your right wrist. Elbow. Shoulder. And the hollow of your throat. Your left shoulder. Left elbow. Wrist. The tip of your left thumb. Index finger. Middle finger. Ring finger. And little finger. The palm of your hand. And the back of your hand. Your left wrist. Elbow. Shoulder. The hollow of your throat. Your lips. The tip of your nose. Your eyes. And the point between your eyebrows. Your whole face. The hollow of your throat. And then coming back to the beating of your heart. And now sensing all these points together. The whole soft animal of your body. I invite you on yet another journey through the soundscapes of our earth. Listening with your whole body to the sounds. And then slowly coming back to your place in the tree. Remembering your wish or intention. And once again, imagining the wish coming true with all its colors and sensations. And then maybe you find a place for your wish in the tree where you can leave it. And coming back to your body, to your heartbeat, your breathing, sensing the temperature. Maybe there's some little movement. Maybe your fingers or toes want to move a little bit. Maybe you want to stretch like a cat after a cozy nap or yawn. Maybe you want to bring your knees to your chest and roll a little bit from side to side. And then also remembering nature being who has accompanied you on your journey. Giving it a little sign of gratitude. And from this place of kindness to yourself, maybe you'll find some opportunity to give a little kindness to somebody else in the coming hours or days or weeks. Just some simple, random act of kindness to a stranger or a friend or a nature being to spread this gift into the world. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on, Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things. And then I invite you to slowly, in your own time, open your eyes if they are closed, seeing the world around you with fresh eyes. In your blankets. Thank you for going on this journey together.